Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Of course, this is Martha Nyla, not William Kareem, and we pray that he's okay, as anyone of our team, when we check to see if we're presenting, and should there be no technical problems, then we quickly ask, you know, how our team member is faring. So we ask everyone to make dua that William is well and that that he will be on this morning, inshallah. As we continue on, though, with the hour for today, this is living in the social, living in the upload life. Excuse me, I'm always thinking social media now. But living in the upload life, and as we present this morning, God willing, based upon what William has developed for our thinking and how the connections between the artificial, the human, and then artificial intelligence, and how the compilation of information has eroded our thinking to a degree that it causes us not to be able to express or carry out our human qualities of good, and we are being affected by the not so good. It will not override or completely take us under, but it is affecting us. So let's begin, and your contribution to the conversation is greatly accepted. By pressing 1 on your phone, we will open your mic and we will enter a conversation. As we seek refuge with Almighty God from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah, the one God, is the one God. Absolutely no partners with the one God. And that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. Greetings of peace. Praise be to Almighty God. As we, as I enter into this conversation, I wanted to express, this morning I was thinking about the various physical attributes that we have as human beings, our physical attributes, and how those attributes, how those physical entities that we have are communicating with one another. Regardless of what we're doing, regardless of what we're thinking, our physical entities are communicating. The brain with the nerves and the muscles and the skin and the stomach and intestines and the heart and the liver and the lungs and the appendix and the kidneys and all the small and large intestines and even the lymph nodes, the glands that we have, lymph glands, I should say, not nodes, but lymph glands. The nails, the hair, how the communication is being seen. But more so when I thought about the different organs, then I said, oh, suppose the G was silent, origin. I said, oh, okay, origin. Everything has its origin. And then it's guiding us to reflect on or to think on, what's the origin of these organs? What's the origin of these entities? And then looking at the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the throat, or esophagus. What's the origin? Then I said, oh, okay. Well, let's apply a layer going into the upload part of it. Let's apply a thinking that connects with Arabia, and which connects us with Quran. And I said, okay, then skin. I went there first, and skin, and I kept saying it, skin. And I said, what word in Arabia connects with skin? What are we to upload into our thinking to connect that will be a benefit to us? And I said, Sakina. Sakina, those very letters, S-K-N, is peace. And that led me to look at what is peace, what is our skin saying to, how is our skin sharing with us about peace. And I saw the balance, the epidermis and the endodermis. That there's those two layers that are balanced, that if whenever anything is out of sorts in those areas with the epidermis or the endodermis, then we see the reaction from that. You see an abrasion of the skin, a cutting of the skin, you name it, a pimple, anything that that violates the epi and the endodermis's balance, we feel the reaction. We have a reaction to that, and that disturbs our peace. Our peace, in other words, with our thinking, we're already in a peaceful state from the moment that we, I'm speaking of not being in pain, not having gotten maladjusted. And when we sleep, we go to sleep and we're in that state. And when we are awakened, then we're awakened in this body form and we're in a state of peace. And so everything that complies with the peace, since the skin is the largest organ of the body and its origin is peace. So that's the contribution of an upload that I love to start with, so that anything that we connect with information-wise, does it sustain, does it connect, does it reaffirm peace? So praise be to Allah. I'm going to go now to our board to see if anyone connected with us have any comments you'd like to share about the peace and living in the upload life. There's so many words bombarding our thinking. But when we fraction it in the sense of let me deal with this particular item over here and this item over here, and in other words, when we are awakened, our first inclination that we've come to know from the origin is to pray, to show our gratitude. Going back to Surah 2, 152. Remember me, I will remember you. Show your gratitude and do not become a disbeliever. So that doesn't just imply, but that confirms for us that we're to stay in the remembrance of the originator of the origin of our bodies that we are in. Remember, this body is here as a servant. Remember that. And in remembering that the body is a servant, then we're also remembering the originator of the body. And that allows us then to stay in the remembrance of what our purpose is. And then we show our gratitude. One moment here, everyone, okay. Something is interfering here. Okay. Thank you for your patience. Dear listeners, how are you this morning? We pray that the peace is there with you, that only the originator can give. You know, I was looking in the sky. That was 2-3 nights ago. And I noticed in the sky there were what I counted 9 separate collection of stars so close that I asked the question, okay, Allah, what am I to get from this? And in my mind immediately was communication. Well, lo and behold, I was reading on the internet, and it said over this weekend, this past weekend, that the level of something in the sky will affect our communication. I forget the word that was used, but there was an indication from the technology that we've sent out and placed in areas on the moon, and I don't know where else, but that which beams back to Earth and allows us to utilize the, I'm saying technological, but whatever zones or layers of communication processes that Allah has created. And now this is outside of ourselves. We know that there are communicators within us, and one of the entities is our nerves. Our nerves are communicators. And when the communication is interrupted, then we say, oh, I feel a numbness. Something has disturbed the nerve and perhaps torn it to the part that disrupted it so that we get a numbness that remains. Otherwise, we feel every sensation, every touch, every prick, everything. We feel it. And so now, being that we've been our communication, such as I'm using the telephone, telecommunication. I'm using the telephone, and that allows us to connect with one another. So in our interference, I mean, the interference has also interfered with our internet. And because it has, however we rely upon it, thankful. But we have to remember me, and I will remember you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty and the one to be remembered. But how do we remember Allah? We remember Allah, and for those who say God, however we reference the creator, the maker, the owner, the ruler, however we reference the giver of life and the receiver of that life, then we see all that has been produced, all that has been created for us to receive more benefits by getting into the use of it. And we're certainly using the internet, telecommunication. So in the process of it all, we don't have anything perfect. And of course, we're learning. So I'm speaking of that because the telecommunication has definitely interfered with my use of this. I don't know how it's affecting you. So let me go to my device here. My device, which is circling around and around and around. Well, how is your device? Okay, maybe we'll get better use here. Okay, yes, 810-319. Yes, I went to the smaller device, and it's giving me quicker access. Assalamu alaikum, my sister, Depreta Abdul Hadi, Flint, Michigan.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, my dear Martha Nyla, and to the AM360 family. This is Depreta Abdul Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. Yes, you're right. And you know what? I'm listening at you speaking about making connections, and this being the living the upload life. And I'm hoping that if you can, help me understand, and perhaps some of the others on the line as well, when it comes to this Facebook. Now, they're saying that you can do so many great things on the Facebook, and yet they can. I noticed that when I go in on the Facebook to, they be done change everything around. They all in your business. They be done went off in your contacts and things of that nature. So is it only that we can connect with the Facebook and the fact that they have to have an association, if you would, with our contacts? Is that the only way you can get in on the Facebook, is that they have to have access, that is, to your contact information? And what is the absolute purpose besides everybody getting on there, making promotions either about their business or some event or something of that nature? What is the actual connection to the human being or to the person in terms of this Facebook thing? And do they have to have access to your contact information and things to be involved with them? That's what I want to know in terms of my listening to you talking about making connections, and this is living the upload in the upload life. I thought maybe I might present that and get some type of clarification. I appreciate you so kindly.
Okay.
I was looking for Brother William this morning to give that to him.
Yeah, I know
but
you're right, because he definitely has a little much more than I do. But I share it in this way, the experiences that I have had. Anyone else, please press 1 to share in this particular question, discussion on that, making a connection, and specifically with Facebook. Now, what do we do first now that we are living in the upload life? We upload. We want information. Information has already been uploaded. Let's say a frame, a template. That probably is better. A template has already been laid or been made or been designed. And when I first heard about the systems, the software, you hear that word, software. I had no idea what that meant about software. Well, it is where individuals can design, place information on a disk or CD, a disk, I guess you'd say, and that becomes the software. But what's important about it is that it can be placed inside of a computer back at that in those days. Then there's the whole brain for the computer. Now we call it the brain, but that computer has been designed very meticulously, very fine. Those fibers, those fine wiring that they've soldered onto, and they call it a mother board. That was what they were using then. Now they've gotten it's much more enhanced. From the times we had the large computers, and then it kept getting smaller and smaller because the computer designers began to realize, oh, information travels so fast that these bulky items don't need to be so bulky, because the information is able to pass through as long as we have the correct connectors. So when you ask about Facebook, just think back, where is what the template looks like that is allowing Facebook, now that means we can see you face to face, we can see you, we can see what you're doing. When you put it out there, that means we're taking pictures. We're doing video. But in the whole process of it, we're sharing information in order to get onto the Facebook. So when we set up, what's your name? That is being computed. It's being computed on the numerical process that, remember Fatih shared with us about how that 010101, there's a computerized connection of that information. And once the letters are typed in, I want to say barcoded, but it's coded. So now when you say, do we have to share our information I like to just say, where does our information go? And now we understand that some things say, oh, your information is in the cloud. I mean, how are we to comprehend that? So we have to go back to remember me, I'll remember you. Remembering anything that we are utilizing, that we're using, there's the creator of that which we're using. How we use it then comes back to us. So the access of that information, the access to be able to even type in and just expect that Allah SWT has already provided the avenue for it to compute. So whatever identifies Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, yes, those template makers can see it. They can manipulate it. I guess it's the best word I can use. And so when we are innocently putting information in and they ask, want to save this? and my own mind, I'm thinking, yes, let's save it because I don't want to have to remember it because everything is moving at such a fast pace. And so many things are asking for a password. So, you know, the word is a message to us. Even password, a word to get past this screening. And once you get past that screening, it's just like the internal organs that we have of our cells. Every cell has its DNA, RNA, and it has those organelles, and it has those mitochondria and all those different things that play a part of being a cell. They have their different areas. Likewise, that's in our physical cell makeup. So likewise, in the unseen area, there are defenders that is supposed to protect our information. And we call it, you know, the viruses, antivirus. Should there be a leak somewhere where sometimes that virus gets compromised, the antivirus gets compromised, then our information is leaking out too. It's leaking out right in front of our face right now. We don't know that, we don't realize usually that the electrons are right around us, of us, and it's moving. And the communication, what we're saying is not just from my mouth and in my ears that I hear, and in my thinking, that it's operating in a space and time that Allah has only designed. So you're hearing me through this communication piece, but there's also this ability that you could hear me if you constantly practice thinking about certain things. And you say, oh, yes, Martha Nyla, I remember when we were talking, and you may really hear my voice. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the template that has been laid in your brain, and your mind picks it up at different times when you call it to remembrance. So I was practicing that with, remembering my husband, the certain things we talked about, and I could literally ask a question, and I could hear his voice with the answer. I could hear the sound that what he sounded like. Where am I picking up that memory, that hearing? It's in my memory. So the same thing, there's a memory being used when we put information in. So whether it's Facebook, whatever medium, that's what it is. It's a medium. So we're inputting information. Just follow our steps. And when we get to Facebook, it's nothing different. It is the same thing. We put in information. It connects and collects that information we put in, whether it's a picture, whether it's writing, typing that we do about where this was, who the people are, what it's involved with. others are on the same, what's the word? They're on the same level. They're in the same zone. There's another word that they're in, and perhaps they can go enter your password area, and yes, and compromise your information. And my cousin was just telling me Saturday, he was confused about something I had texted him. Sent him when I responded to one of his I don't know whether, I think it was a picture on Facebook, and I said something to him. He says, instead of saying God, I said dog. And it was really hurting to him. And I said, no, I would never do that. And it had been some, last time we actually physically saw one another was 2018. So that's been almost 6 years. You know, and you see family making comments on Facebook, and it says it's a group, so it's confined to the family, we think. So for me to, and I'll get with him another time to ask, he said he saved it. So I'm going to find out where he saved it, and we can both look at it, and I can guarantee him that I did not write that. I have no problem. I do not confuse writing G-D when I'm speaking about God. And I would never, I told him I wouldn't. He's hard of hearing because during the service he was he dealt with a lot of the firearms, the engine, and all of that. So anyway, so his ears, he said the words don't come through so clear. But he speaks well. Once he hears you, he'll look at you, and I say, are you reading my lips? He said, nope, I can't do that well either. But praise be to Almighty God. So your question about Facebook, I pray that my laying it out means that whatever happens on Facebook, yes, your information, you have to put in the password to get in to be on Facebook, your name, your information. And then if you're just connecting with a group, and usually it stays with just that group. No one else can enter into that group space. But just knowing that there's an antivirus situation, that the virus gets compromised, the antivirus gets compromised.
So they have to have access. You know, because I went on there one time. Next thing I know, pictures from my my photo album in my own personal pictures in my phone were there, and I hadn't given any consent to that. Then there were names come up out of my contact list that were, you know, there in that. And I noticed they say, the Facebook, they say, give us a, What they say something about your contacts, give
access
permission
to
get your contacts. And I say no, but yet and still they get them.
Yes, and sometimes now, here's the deal too. I laugh because my husband once was on his computer. And when he went to fill in an application for something, the autofill, it popped up, and it was the similarity of the address or his name. It popped up and asked about, was that his name? You know, it gave options of a name. And he was wondering, how is his son's name up there? And it was because he had used the computer. And whatever he put in as his information, it was saved. So when my husband was filling up this information, he had also saved information from before. So the information, the board, the software, whatever it is retaining the memory. So it just as something was happening that someone was manipulating his his computer. And I said, no, it's just remembering. And you just disregard it and go ahead and type in what you want. So likewise with our being on Facebook, whoever we communicate with, they have the ability to say, you know, give access to their contact. So if your name is on their contact, guess what? The memory of what they put in is going to be there. So when you get on and you have a similar connection, then usually it will show up. So you may see the, and this is what I'm just thinking, that when you saw the name of that are similar to your list, it could have come from others who put their list in that your name was part of.
So they just be all up in your mix.
Well, it's family thinking, just family. You know, I guess we can't say it any other way. We are all connected. So this upload life, Los Fontales says we're one soul. So our thinking and our desires and our answering a quest, and we're dealing with this electronic, but we're also dealing with the electrons, the protons, the neurons, all outside of us. And it's connecting with the platform that's inside of us. So when it resonates onto a color scheme and it becomes words that we can read, it's still when it disintegrates, when I no longer can see the board and see the colors, the red, the blue, the black, the white, when I can no longer see that, that doesn't mean the information is not there.
Right. Oh, And that's the world of technology in which we have advanced to this day.
It's the world of access that Allah has provided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided access to this kind of communication. Allah has provided it. How we use it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't go near that tree. So don't go near manipulate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's happening. We've been blessed to arrive to this level of knowledge and technology and understanding. But again, it's how you utilize it, you know, and for the right reasons, right purposes. But you always got those out there that's got mischief in mind, you know, in dealing with these blessings that we've been blessed with, rather than just taking them, everybody, and just saying, oh, what a wonderful thing that Allah has blessed us with, and this is how we can do good with it and continue to do good. No, some of them get in there and want to distract the attention from the good use, and, oh, well, look here what I can do over here, though. And I can use this person's this and that person that and, you know, information and get this and get, you know, so you're always going to have that, what, that tree of good and evil.
Definitely. And when it happens, we ask, well, how did that happen? Because we were so blinded by, oh, this is right here, my thing. Okay, let's go to, I think William talked once about ordering food, ordering things online, ordering, and they bring it to your door. You don't even see, but someone can intercept. That's the word I was looking for. They can intercept that information and come and ring your doorbell. And you thinking it's the order that's coming. That I just ordered. Oh, and we may say, oh, that's quick. They got here quick. Now, prayerfully, it's not someone who intercepted it. But, you know, you get Uber and Lyft and another company, and they can intercept information about somebody needing a ride.
Uh-huh.
Not on the way, It's just that they see it come across, and they can tap into it and answer, you know, to the accessibility, and say, oh, perhaps you, you know, they may type something and say, perhaps you want to use Lyft today or something, you know, to get you. Or you put up something on your computer, and then they'll put up something else as a suggestion to use something else. And you're going, well, I don't want to bother with that. And you exit out, and it keeps popping back up.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, I certainly do appreciate you, Martha Nala, for stepping in for William Kareem and braving that question. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and inshallah, anyone who has more, DePrita's question was, do we have to, when we put our information in, am I getting the question right? When we put our information in on Facebook, how is it that they get all of our information that we didn't allow access to, definitely allow access to our contacts?
Right.
How is it that they still get that information? And I'm saying it's the access that others, that's part of our contacts, they have to the contacts. I know I've allowed access to the contacts because when I didn't allow, it wouldn't let me go further.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you have it. You know, your friends become the friends of others, and sometimes you want to upload some pictures or download some pictures, and it jumps up there. Do we have such and such wants to have access to your contacts? And I will deny until I get access to what I want. But when it's certain other things, I go ahead and I say, oh, yeah, well, they're already open and on the computer. Now, we have, when we're doing our emails, there's the, when we're putting other people's emails on because we were sending out something that we want to inform everyone about, put there when we put it in the first CO section too, and then there's the CC. We want to send a carbon copy to others. Well, instead of using the CC for carbon copy that we used to use paper-wise, we used to send a carbon copy to other divisions or whatever if you're in an office, they say use the BCC. That's the blind carbon copy. Still goes to the same people, but it will go individually to them, and they will not see the other names on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Most times we use carbon copy, so the whole list of contacts is displayed, and they quickly copy that, and now they have access to your contacts.
Hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate your time and my love, and a blessed. I hope everyone, all of the mothers, had a blessed and a fantastic and prosperous day yesterday with their families, and you know, and just kind of enjoy the day because we know every day is a Mother's Day, you know. But alhamdulillah, we're grateful that we do have it nationwide. That their mother, that the mothers are acknowledged, and we do appreciate that.
Yes, and Kareem came on yesterday too, and acknowledged the origin of Mother's Day, where mothers were during the time of war, mothers were recognized for the sons, the children that had gone off to war and that didn't come home. You know, and so the mothers that were hurting and remembering the mother in that time.
Yeah, that was that was nice of him.
Yes, and it has evolved to a, like he said, to a Wow, first thing coming to my mind is just money system, a money cycle, making money cycle. All right. Thank you
for chatting, my love.
Your best day. You have yourself a fine one.
You as well.
Assalamu alaikum. My finger, that time the upload work, I didn't hear your response. I apologize. I was already hitting that earphone.
Oh, I was just saying, yes, ma'am. I was just saying you have a fantastic day as well.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, sis. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right, dear listeners, we're going to, if you have any comments, this is Living in the Upload Life, and we just had a very, very, I guess, connection in reference to Facebook as one entity, but how does information move? How is it transferred? How is it? And we spoke about the motherboard, hear the word mother. Spoke about the software, spoke about the that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to work and carry information. And so the information is being carried through the space. Now that we know about that, and we started out talking about the complications that I was alerted on one of the notices here on my computer that over the weekend there was something happened. It said storm. Yeah, stormy weather in the clouds or something that would complicate our communication. And I was noticing that, no, last week there were stars in the sky, and I was questioning. I was like, oh, Allah, okay, what does that mean? These stars were like a group of nine stars, and they were like nine in different spaces around, and I'm turning around outside and looking up in the cloud, in the sky, rather, and seeing these stars, and they were closer to us, and I mean, very vivid. And I was looking, I'm going, wow, there's nine of them that I can see very clear. And I said, okay, what is this? And communication came to me, and just the word communication, and I'm just thinking, and I'm going, okay, wow, is something happening? I said, well, time will tell, because we cannot pre-suspect how and what is in play in store for us. Whatever we're doing and however we're testing the use of communication, the use of the electrons and whatever is out in the space, we call it. But praise be to Allah, but what is operating within us are our abilities to, our bodies are communicating with one another, our organs are communicating with one another, our nerves, the messages being sent from one to the other, and the cells have the memory that everything is clocked in. So likewise, on the outside of us, this information is being reciprocated. It's being handled one way, I mean, back and forth, and it's steady communicating with itself. The external creation out there, the wind, how it's supposed to affect us, the sunlight, how it's supposed to affect us, the rain, how it's supposed to affect us, and how it communicates with us. And we said too about sakina, the skin, and I said, oh, let's use the Arabic word that has those same letters, S-K-N, and sakina means peace, and, you know, you're at a stable point, and that's peace. So, and we reference the epidermis and the endodermis that stabilizes, that's in a balanced position, and anything that interferes with it, then we can see the effect of whatever interferes with our peace. The skin is the largest organ So it definitely lets us know when we're being, our peace is being affected. And likewise with our internal thinking, the peace that gets affected by words that come in, and we are faced with the challenge of uploading the life that we want through the use of words. So praise be to Allah. We're going to go, if you have any comments to make, we're going to play our public service announcements here, and we want you to come back today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time for MAP 5. That's the Muslim American Power 5. That's with Cheryl Sadouf, Amatullah Sabri, and Fleming Elamine. Power 5. Very, 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 very informative. More information to share, everyone. So please, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And then in the afternoon, later afternoon, at 5 p.m. is Optimal Health with Abdul Khasid Shahid. Is Abdul? Yes. Who brings to us information on how to acquire optimal health. You hear the word, what it means to us, it conveys that message to us as well. And then he's from 5 to 7 p.m. And then 7 to 8 p.m. is Imam Abdul Aziz with Maya Ala Kula Hal. Maya Ala Kula Hal, together under any circumstance, any and all circumstance. Praise be to our Almighty God. And so we're seeking the good. This is American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. As an intelligentsia component of CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, and you go to our website, cwsc.us. As you scan through our menu, don't forget to press a click on the blue donate button. Yes, we're always open for your contribution, financial contribution, and your contribution in word, our and your efforts. If you're connecting with organizations or community in your community, please let us know what we can do, how we can connect, how we can have a line of communication, and then we can have some type of collaboration with any entity that is doing good. We want to connect. We don't want to bypass that. Even if it's in the form of acknowledging the organization and its good. All right? Praise be to Almighty God. You can dial 910-0297 and leave comments on our main office line. Comments, complaints, we take those too. You can also make your comments or compliments or complaints online. When you go to cwsc.us in the search box, type in complaint, type in compliment, and it will have access. You will have access to a form to share your comments. All right. At the same time, we'd like for you to like us on Facebook. That's Community Wide Shura Conference, and you can tweet us. That's at capital CWS, lowercase. H-U-R-A-A, at C.W. Shura. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us that are here with the intent for good, and we're going to now let you hear before August, but we're going to hear some words from Thomas Abdus-Salam, Imam Thomas Abdus-Salam. May Allah be pleased with him, grant him high station in paradise, forgiving him his errors. So we're going to share this with you.
Oh, a couple of things. One, we most likely do not recognize our present-day status as a comfort zone We've created a life, a position, a station that we have become very comfortable with, very ease with. And when someone may say, you can improve on that, they say, well, I'm at my maximum. I'm doing great. Look at all what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. We don't understand or see in ourselves that there is more to be given, more to be done, whether it's individually or collectively. I think one of the blues songs that says, I've been down so long that down seems up. Sometimes we don't even know that we're down. This is just the way we've been living for so long, or somewhere the young folks say, this is just how I roll. I roll like this every day. Going back to the situation, I say that my granddaughter and we were addressing about evolved in yesterday. Sometimes ghetto behavior becomes so much our behavior that we don't even know that there's another behavior. This is just how I roll. They don't know another way. They yell, they scream, they throw things, they use profanity, they, you know, when all you need to do, in fact, what did the Dean Muhammad say one time? Just send them a note. Just send them a note. You know, there's another way to address the issue. There's another way for this to be done. And this is what we have to look at when we're particularly talking about Shura. We're not saying that what you're doing today is not good. We're just saying it can be better. And we want to participate in making it better. And we should be, in other words, if Allah tells us about excellence and we're to strive towards excellence, this should be an easy sale to this group, to this crowd, so to speak. You should say, well, you're preaching to the choir. Of course we want and we know we have to pursue excellence. And where I am today, I want it to be better. And I'm prepared to work with other people who want to create a better condition. This is not about us against them or well, why you need this? What are you doing this for? This is in pursuit of excellence. We cannot say, I don't think with a straight face, that we have reached excellence. That we are functioning so well that there's nothing more we can do to do better. We have been in the grips of dependency. We have been dependent upon, we've been dependent upon, and particularly a small group of individuals, to guide us, tell us, now we want independence. We want to be able to take charge of our own destiny. We want to be able to say, no, I would like to explore something else. I would like to explore a new direction, a new process. I want to be able to take a look at the language and offer definitions and tafsir myself. This is how we're going to create an intelligentsia among ourselves. But we have to be prepared to think for ourselves and trust or maybe even risk making mistakes, but trusting that we can correct our mistakes. We can solve problems. We can create solutions that are better than the solutions we have today on the table. We have to trust in this excellence that we claim is in us and it is divinely in us, if we have to trust it, but first we have to trust ourselves with the pursuit of excellence and maybe the pursuit of happiness. I want to be happier than I am today. I want to be more satisfied today than I am or I am today. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. It should be a natural human desire within us. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not happy, but I know I could be happier. So why don't I take that chance that I can be better? I can use my talents in a new way to create new results. But now what is it going to take? It's going to take practice and performance. Practice and performance. The majority of us, I think we understand practice. Practice, 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 they say makes perfect. We have to practice independence over and over and over again. We have to practice solution building, analyzing our processes. We have to practice reading the Quran, going after the Quran, and bringing up new thoughts. Not just keep reading the same old thoughts or keep reading the tafsir that's already in the book or reading tafsir of 1,000 years ago. I have to trust that I am just as capable as the people were 1,000 years ago. This is another problem in the Muslim community. We only trust the thinking of those 1,000 years ago. We don't trust our own selves. We spend all day quoting someone who was around 1,000 years ago, but we don't use their thinking and say, I can build upon this in today's time. So we are trapped in the grips of dependency. We're dependent upon 1,000-year-old tafsir. We are afraid to think for ourselves. And anyone who does is almost heresy. This person must be a disbeliever. They must be an enemy of Islam. They somehow are just not a true believer. If they want to think in the 21st century. But I believe that this is what Allah wants for every generation. Every generation has to take on the challenges of its generation, and it has to use its knowledge. Not saying it cannot. It has to reject the knowledge of old, but it has to build upon that. As the Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad said, intelligent people look for something, or independent thinkers, they look for something to accept, and then they build on it. They move up from there.
That's a message, everyone. Any comments on that? That was from Imam Thomas Abdus Salam, the co-founder of American Muslim 360, and he developed community-wide Shura conference information, and then he conveyed it to those around him, and, of course, the implementation began in 2013 after couple of years, or maybe three, of conveying it to Mukhtar Muhammad, and then with Adam Zia, and then in 2014, after having been on air on AM 360, conveying it to all of us, the ideas, the thinking, the language environment,
using words that propelled us to think of the possibilities beyond what we had before we heard it. And here we are today, very much addressing think beyond where we are. We have 773. This is Amira Muhammad Shahid. Assalamu alaikum. One moment, it's circling around. Our communication is a little delayed as far as bringing you in. Let me see if I can do it on my phone quicker. Okay, we have, and then we have 810, and then we have 914 after that. Okay, Amira, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear beloved sister of Martha. I got on a little late. But, oh, my God, who was that brother that was so powerful? And that's what we need to hear.
He's the co-founder of American Muslim 360. He and his wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem.
Okay, what was his name?
Thomas Abdul Salam.
I'm sorry. I got on late this time, Sister Martha, but I have to hear that again. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. When you talk about a situation or a conversation being for then, now, and forevermore, that was one of them. That was one of them. Oh, my goodness. That conversation should move us into action. I don't care where we was at. It's going to be where we need to go. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So this is recorded where I can go back and hear it again, correct?
Yes, definitely. Yes, ma'am. Go to and right now we're saying if you type in American Muslim 360 on the internet, then they will give you the whole lineup of the presentations that have been aired, and you'll see living in the upload life. From today.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, ma'am. Living in the upload. Oh, thank you so much. I tell you, this started my day. This really started my day. I tell you, I could take this, what I did here with me every morning and add to what I'm going to hear. Thank you so much.
And he transitioned in 2015.
I didn't catch the name. That's why I didn't know, because I got on late. But I've heard of him. I just didn't catch the name. Sister Martha, but his spirit still lives on. I can tell you that just from what I just heard. His spirit definitely just lives on. So thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, sis. Have a beautiful day and happy Mother's Day to you. It's always every day, right?
Yes, ma'am. Same to you. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Hold on, that you have to hear muted first. I can tell you were hitting that one. Okay, let's go to 810-399, and that is Deprisa Abdul Hadi, Flint, Michigan. Come on down.
Assalamu alaikum to you again, Martha Nyland, to the AM360 family. Yes, this is Deprisa Abdul Hadi from Flint, Michigan. You know, I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, is that, I was thinking Imam Sahir, Mikhail Sahir, they sound alike. And then as I kept on listening, I'm like, wait a minute, that's Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is the message for today. Start thinking independently, using your own mind, for something that's going to benefit the whole of this society. And because the shaitan is always there trying to creep in with the nonsense. Back him off, get into action. This is the day of action, getting things done. And we don't, you know, and that message right there, just as the young lady said before, that is a message to get us up today. Change our thinking. Don't be afraid to change our thinking to the most positive, to the most benefit of not only ourselves, but to our community and to the world at large. I'm going to go back in here. I know you got quite a bit in our library on Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, and we're just so grateful, and you're bringing about when you do something, you continue to make that progress, the progress of AM 360, according back to those days when I first met Imam Thomas Abdul Salam back in 2012. Alhamdulillah. Look at us today. Look at us today. Alhamdulillah. AM 360 is up. We're running, and we got a lot of great programs here that are really helping our communities. I thank you again to Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his dear, beautiful wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem, Emeritus, CEO Emeritus. I'm just grateful that we had these people in our life, which inspired by, of course, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And Mukhtar Muhammad and carrying that on out. And then look here, Martha Naila. We love y'all. We thank you so much. Yes, we do.
And love you too.
I'm sorry.
I was saying, and we love you too.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, all of the intelligentsia. Look at us. We done built them. All that idea and thought that Imam Thomas Abdul had, Salam had, and his wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem. Look at how we progressed this day. We got these, the intelligentsia is in stack now. You know, and they're steady growing. And we're putting people in these positions and making them actually come alive, you know. I'm excited. I'm just totally excited. And Imam W.D. Muhammad would be very proud of us, as well as Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. Thank you so kindly, my love. I will not hold up any longer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank Allah for you, too. Okay, we go to Assalamu alaikum to you, Dipreeta. Now we have the mic open for Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum up there in, let me get it right. New York. Yes. Yeah. Come on, Muhammad, help me out here.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum
assalam. Right. It's Mount Vernon, New York.
That's it. That's it.
That's where Nasir Yusuf Shah, under leadership of Imam Musa Abdul Ali.
Musa.
I want to go back. I just got rid of that Muslim journal where it had Brother Thomas Abdul Salam. He was on the front page of it. And I just got rid of that paper about 2 weeks ago. I said, I probably won't go back to that anymore. But here we are back again. Now, when Imam W.D. Muhammad made his transition, that was in September. Now, we didn't know exactly what was going to happen when Imam Muhammad passed. Matter of fact, I went to Chicago. I drove to Chicago for his janazah. There haven't been much said on that, but as time goes by, more will be said on what happened at Imam Muhammad's janazah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, when the man passed in 2008, we didn't know exactly what was going to happen. Same as when Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, we didn't know what was going to happen. When Imam Muhammad passed, months went by, and heard this morning that came on the AM360, brother had named it AM360. So I went, what is AM360? Then he went on to explain, American Muslim 360. That was in 2010. And he came on, we had never heard of this brother before. They gave a little background on his information. He's coming out of California, Stockton, California, I believe it was. So anyway, 2009, that when Brother Thomas brought us EMC60. Now, see, got on him. Matter of fact, Mark Shahid, he'll probably come on whenever he does. It's the three of us, Brother Thomas, Brother Mark, and myself. That was 2009. And at that time, it was just the three of us that was on every day. We came on at, I think it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and stayed on to was it 10, I think, 9 or 10.
Actually, it was
7 to 10,
morning and night.
Morning and night. That's right. Morning and night, 7 to 10. The three of us, basically, I know who else was on, but I think you must have been there, too. So anyway.
I was listening to talk.
Oh, you were listening. Okay, all right. We did that for about 18 months. It's the three of us. 7 to 10 morning, 7 to 10 at night. And we had a program called Scholar of the Week. I still have my card. Assalamu alaikum. Congratulations, Scholar of the Week, for winning the weekly American Muslim 360, African American Islamic History Contest, honoring February Black History Month 2012, the first national broadcast. I was the winner of that broadcast for that week. Yes, I remember that. It's like we yesterday, the Brother Thomas, when he first started, the M360.
Our memory board computes information. Speaking of our minds, I'm still here. I was saying, see how our memory board computes information?
Right. Mm-hmm. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Mm-hmm. And be rightly so, living in the upload life, and you've uploaded a lot of data. That's important for all of us, I tell you. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Still going strong and stronger.
I mean.
Then Brother Musa came on and he moved us further. Then you have taken us much further.
Alhamdulillah.
That's into Florida. Still planning. Yeah, we've come a long way since 2009. And thank you for the smile for bringing us this far.
I mean, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes. Allah. Thank you, Allah. And just imagine that which is going to be even, it'll be beyond our, it's beyond our comprehension. I'm not going to even try to think of it. Alhamdulillah. All right. Thank you, Muhammad Sharif, Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And do give my sister the greetings and big hug for me, please. All right. We go to 779-770. I want to say this out to Brother Halim out of Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. Uh-oh, hold on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, sister?
I am wonderful. Praise be to Allah. Kicking high. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Praise be to Allah. But like the sister said a few minutes ago, I missed it also. Is it possible to pray about Abu Salam again? Is that possible today?
Yeah, I can go back and do it. For those who don't mind, we can replay it right now. It'll be twice particular recording, which is okay with me. If everyone is okay with
it. Yes, ma'am.
You're more than welcome. And we're thankful. This is the presentation hour for William Kareem, Living in the Upload Life. We extended it a little this morning because we wanted to we were speaking about communication. So praise be to Allah. Yes, I'll go to it right now. And inshallah, if William has any comments, we pray you're okay, my our brother out there. And the song coming to my mind, somewhere out there. Don't hold me to this note. But anyway, here we go. This is Thomas Abdussalam, Imam Thomas Abdussalam, voice on the intelligentsia. And alhamdulillah, we say Rahim Allah Ole, may Allah's mercy be upon him. And here it goes. Well, it's circling around, everyone. Give it a moment. Remember, we're experiencing that. Here our brother William voice before we play that. Assalamu alaikum, William.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My brother.
I was just totally engaged in some other things that had to be done this morning. And doing this show just totally, just skipped me. And I was like, well, you know, what I'm going to do is let me turn on American Muslim 360 and see if anybody is on. And then all of a sudden, living in upload life. And I was like, oh, wow, I was supposed to do that this morning. Crazy. Yeah, but I had an order coming in this morning from Amazon groceries, and I was waiting for that, and just some other things that was going on, and it just totally skipped my mind. But all praises due to Allah, Sister Martha. Thank you so very much for being there.
Alhamdulillah. See, everything, if nothing happens haphazardly, Allah, I'm pointing my finger up in the air, y'all. Allah, we know you know. Yes, the one finger I'm putting up.
Yes, and there's something that, we should be aware of, which I was going to, say about the upload life, and that is that we, as a community of people who have been blessed with the understanding of Islam as our teacher, Imam W. Dean Muhammad, has, expressed to us, we are in a very unique position to really help the people of the world, especially America and the other Western societies, to understand Islam. So it's not just a thing that we should do for our own families, but also for the people of the world, because there's a lot of weak Muslims. They are very weak, and what they're starting to do is they're starting to promote it in the upload life. There is a YouTube person who has put something on talking about being an apostate, why I left Islam. And their reasons, I've listened to a couple of them, but their reasons for giving it is so weak. It would be something that we would be like, what? But that was your reason? You know? And you know, they put it on everything else, but they won't put it on the idea that, you know, it had everything to do with their own selves being weak about the way that they decided to be Muslims. So I'm just of the impression that the reason why it happened like that is because of the influence of popular culture. That, you know, it's like, you know, I can do better by being involved in popular culture. So we really have our work put out for us, and even though we are a radio broadcast, we're going to have to find a way to get on the visual media. We're going to have to find a way to do that because there's one that's called Ex-Muslims UK, Friendly Ex-Muslims. There's one that's called Ex-Muslims UK, United Kingdom, and then there's another one called Friendly Ex-Muslims. And so this is what's – and they're getting a lot of hits. I'm looking at Ex-Muslims UK. They got 23,000 people have viewed their video about my journey out of Islam. So this is you know where we're at, and this is going to be our challenge. It's not only for our children, but it's for the world. They're weak. They're just weak as far as Islam is concerned. Ex-Muslim. Human rights women are leaving Islam. So she is taking off her hijab, and you know, like she's got an exposed chest. Well, when I mean exposed, I mean you can see that little part where the necklace goes, and she's comfortable with it. She's comfortable. And then there's another one called Nano Goldsmith, Women Leaving Islam. These are things that are actually on YouTube, and 94,000 people, you know, looked at that, and their reasoning has to do a lot with what we were discussing about some of the ideas that have been put on women from the international community, from the Middle East. About, you know, women have to stay in the house and, you know, you can't go out and women can't, you know, pursue education and women can't be involved with jobs. It comes from over there, but now it's been translated into English and you know, it's just not good. So I'm just saying, sis, we have our work put out for us.
I mean, and yes, and especially when an imam, we were warned about Quran that's only translated into English and no Arabia in it. Soundly study research for the practicality, the understanding, true understanding of it. So, yes, our word, as we say, if that communication can go out, then we have to speak as loudly as we can and be in the mix because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided the accessibility to it. So we want to be on the good flowing in that pathway, inshallah.
I was speaking to my, I called my daughter yesterday because, popular culture, you know, it's Mother's Day. So, you know, I felt compelled by the popular culture, you know, since everybody was Happy Mother's Day. So I called the mother of my children, you know, and, you know, we had a nice conversation and just to say thank you and I appreciate you and Happy Mother's Day. And she appreciated the call. You know, she appreciated that because her children, you know, definitely called her and said Happy Mother's Day. You know, it's a good thing, you know, to be able to say that. But I couldn't get in contact with one of my daughters, and so I called, you know, my granddaughter. I said, you know, hey, you know, your mother. She said, my granddaughter said, you know, she said, but Grandpa, I'm glad you called. She said, I'm glad you called because, you know, like I'm having a hard time as far as, you know, making prayers and things like that is concerned. And she said, how is it that you stay so positive as far as Islam is concerned? This is what my granddaughter is saying. And I understood it. Wow. Because she's like, she said, because, you know, like I got all this stuff to do that I got to do, you know, as far as my work is concerned. And, you know, a lot of times I got to, you know, put my prayer to the side and get that done. And then after that, make the prayer. And so that's what I asked her. I said, well, you know, like, what you have to do, you have to make the prayer first. And then I gave her 5 times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. And she said, oh, yeah. So it's that little thing, 5 times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. Now, this is a granddaughter that has been so conscious of her prayers. I mean, from the time she was like 9 years old, she's now 17. But she's gotten to that point, you know, and gotten so much involved as far as the world is concerned that it's like, you know, it's like, what am I doing? I've been making prayers and everything for all this time. What's going on? So I asked her, I said, well, when you make your prayer, you know, how do you make it? What's the voice that you make it in? And she said, well, I say my prayer in like a monotone voice, you know, Bismillah. And I said, see, I said, what you have to do, now you have to find your voice and you have to say it with tone and rhythm now. You know, Bismillah. That's my tone and voice. That's my. But now you got to find yours. And so she's like, oh, okay. And then I asked, I said, well, you know, when you say Al-Fatiha, what does it mean in English? And she started to tell me what it means in English. Come to find out, she couldn't say Al-Fatiha in English. She didn't know Al-Fatiha in English. And I told her, I said, look, you got to know Al-Fatiha in English. You have to. You said, because this is the prayer that you make. You say Al-Fatiha 2 times for Fajr, 4 times you recite Al-Fatiha for Dhuhr. You say Al-Fatiha 4 times for Asr, 3 times for Maghrib, and 4 times for Isha. So it is an important prayer. And when you say it, you know, you show us, you're saying, show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your, give me the guidance. So that's what you're asking for when you make this prayer. But if you don't know it and you're not saying it, then you're just saying it, then as Sadatha Mustaqim, Sadatha Ladina, and I've done it, it has no meaning at all. It doesn't sink deeper into the self. Mm-hmm. Which winds up being the anchor. I'm sorry to go off like that, but I thought that
That was, I'm sure, needed for all of us to hear, to be reminded, as we think, be reminded. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Yeah, but this is just where we're at today as far as this is concerned. And I made sure my daughter has 3 girls. And they go to public school. So here it is. You got it. They go to public school. And in the public school, you got this gender situation going on. You got it's just all kinds of stuff that's going on. And in all of that, we sending our girls and our boys there, and they have to be solid as far as the deen. We expect them to be solid as far as the deen is concerned. But we got it. We have to solidify them as far as, you know, what, you know, their position and their being Muslim. We have to solidify them as far as that's concerned, so that, you know, I mean, because I don't want it to get to a point where, you know, my granddaughters, because when they go to school, they wear their hijabs.
But what happens if they decide to take their hijabs off? Because it's not going to be as much pressure on them. What if they decide, well, you know, I'm going to wear my hijab, but I'm going to start wearing tight pants. I'm not going to wear these long, looking like an old lady. Because that's what happened. You wear that, you look like an old lady. Why you wearing that? Why you wearing that rag on your head? What, your hair ain't done? You need to put some on. You need to put some blush on. You need to put some long lashes on, so that you look better. That's pressure. That's pressure coming to them. And then they have to make a decision. You know, what do they? That's Shaitan. That's the way Shaitan is working in the world. And we just have more that we have to do, sis. You know, we just have more that we have to do, and it's just being revealed more and more each day.
Yes, yes, yes. I attended, and everyone, like, oh, we have a 914-434 is back. Hold on, Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum again, Muhammad. Let me see. Did it open up? It's circling on my computer, so let me open it here. Muhammad, where are you? Hold one second. Let me open up his mic. Okay. Can you hear us? Can you say something now, Muhammad?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Muhammad, you want to share? Right, okay.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. Are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Right. Yeah, that's what I want to say. You know, when we think about Islamic education, we know what Sister Clara Muhammad with her husband and the strong people that were with them, how they established a private school, that she would die. There's the door there before I put you, our children, back into your W school. Remember?
Yes.
That tells how much, how important it is that we have our own private school. I mean, we got to give more support to now say, education our number one priority. Education number one priority, and we got to carry out that. We got to get more of our Clara Mama schools, because it's going to be almost impossible for a person to make it if they coming through the public school system with all the stuff that's going on there. Brother, we were telling about all that stuff going in the public school. It would be almost impossible for our children, grandchildren, to make it outside of Islam, outside of the Mama school system.
They can make it, because even if, because, you know, there is a lot of financial pressure on our families, because the economy just makes it difficult to keep up with inflation. And so it has to always be this race to keep up with the inflation prices, the prices of things going up, and it's not like it's going back down. And especially for housing, whereas, you know, if you don't own your own house and you're renting, you know, rent really goes up tremendously. Especially if you're renting in a, if you don't have a rent-controlled house or a rent-controlled apartment, then, you know, private housing, they can go up every doggone year, whatever amount of money they want to go up. And so it winds up being difficult. And then, you know, there's just so much that's in the culture that's taking financially away from the families, that people who are going to work I'm talking about mothers and fathers that are trying to establish their families. It's just that they have to stay with that. So they have to send their children to public school, because if they went to the Clara Muhammad school, they would have to pay.
That means we're going to have to deal with the Clara Muhammad and those people that came up before us. They made sacrifices. We are going to have to do the same thing. We are going to have to make sacrifices. Listen, William, it's not just sound good, but we are going to have to make sacrifices.
When you say we have to make sacrifices, if a person is making sacrifices to make sure that they pay their rent and that they have food on the table for their children, and make sure that, you know, like they can get to work because of, you know, that, and then on top of that, that they give charity zakat and then make a sacrifice for the school. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what the Clara Muhammad and those great pioneers did? They made sacrifice. They didn't put about what they got there. They say, I will just wear the same dress or pants or whatever for 2 days. We'll wash them, and we'll do all these sacrifices. But we're going to have our own private school. They made sacrifice. We got to make some sacrifices. We can't
Everybody's not willing to make that sacrifice in this day and time.
Listen to what Imam Muhammad said in his last public address. He said he's talking to the imams and everybody now. He said, brother, y'all got to come out of that mind to think everybody's going to come. Talking to the imams, he said, everybody's never going to come. No, everybody never did come. It's only that chosen few that stood up and they made the sacrifices, and others came behind them. Don't be waiting for everybody to come. Everybody never going to come. This is the last public address called Share Free.
When was that?
That was right before he passed, 2 days before he passed.
In 2008?
Yes, 2,000 days before the imam passed, when it transitioned.
We're in 2024 now,
right?
Yeah. So has there been a change as far as living conditions in America?
Sure has been.
Okay. Has there been a change as far as public schools in America?
No, gotten worse.
Yeah. So there's been a change.
It's gotten worse. That means we're going to have to do something and get our children out of the public school. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to make some sacrifices. If we had not became Muslim, we would not have made it in that society.
That was 1972.
None of us, we would have made it if we didn't become Muslim. And our children are not going to make it if they don't have Islam.
1972, that was. See, you know, all that we're saying, it sounds good. You're right. I agree with you 100%. We got to make sacrifices. But the question becomes, how do we make sacrifices? What is the plan to make the sacrifice? See, because, you know, it's good. Yeah, we got to make sacrifices. But how do you do it? What's the plan for making the sacrifice? If I make the sacrifice, can I go ahead and provide food, clothing, and shelter? See, we've got the ideas from Imam W.D. Muhammad, but the question becomes, how do we implement it now and actually make it work? We know that, you know, there should be Clara Muhammad schools, yeah, but what is the plan for having it? There's a Clara Muhammad school right there in Queens, and they $250,000. Can't get it. Can't get the $250,000 to get the school open. There's a bickering going back and forth.
You know why? know
oh,
why?
There's a why?
Yeah,
a why?
Because people, we got people in this community making over $100,000, a lot of working in prison, they're making $100,000 a year, but they would not give up that big car, those big houses, all the clothes and shoes and everything they got. They would not give it up. They won't make sacrifice. They will not give up that big car. That big
yeah,
house.
Okay, so how do we do it? You got people that won't give up the money. Then how do we do it? That's we need the plan. We need the plan.
We got the plan.
Okay. Tell us the plan.
The plan is how many schools do we have? This whole community, we got about five schools in this whole community. That means a whole lot of people got a whole lot of money, but they are not really sacrificing. They're just going along with the status quo and not making no sacrifice. A person making all that money, why can't they contribute to help a person go to school, go to a private school? Man got thousands of dollars sitting in the bank, but won't give up any of that money to finance two or three children to go to school. Right?
What's
well, and let's see here. The ABCs, do we ask IRS? Well, we can't involve the public dollars from IRS with that because they said with church and state, and so we can't force anyone, you know, go and take their monies before they get it in their hands or make it, you know, I mean, it's just a force. Now, in I'm going to do a comparison here in the days of those who made the sacrifices and may Allah bless them really truly because they did. They were down the bare minimum, and they were in a very much more suppressed situation. Now that the doors are more open to individuals, there still is a great amount of homelessness. And so, yes, there's fear of not having food on the table. Even though we have all these pantries, we don't have the farms like once were, but we do have the pantries, and we do have shelters for people. And they have children, a great amount of children. Even, now I'm speaking Muslims that are homeless. ICNA, Islamic Circle of North America, right over here, they have a shelter and home. They receive items to help Muslim men and women who have children. And so they have, when we ask the question, why won't anyone give? There are those who give sincerely, and those who have, we can't count their dollars. We can't force them to give. But the point is the responsibility of education upon us all, whether we have the money. You know, are we still teaching? Are we still educating? Regardless of whether they go to a particular school, are we in our own home? It becomes mandatory for us who say we believe, then teach it in our homes. That's the first school. And because if we don't have the means to, you know, to be negligent with our children by making sacrifices, and then they're having to, you know, go without, of course, in this particular time, then they begin education. But what are they going without on the other part? It has to be a balance. But alhamdulillah, but it doesn't negate education. That's my final point. Education is still present. Whether we go to a building, we still have to be educated. Even if we're sitting on the street, still teaching them about creation, still teaching them about the creator, still teaching them about how to apply this life, how to be honest, how to be giving, even in the times of hard times. When you're without, if you have a dollar, if you have a sandwich, share half of that sandwich with somebody else who is in need. That's the education. And then when you get to a point where you can go and go through the applied technology and all of that, go to school. Alhamdulillah, I'll stop right there.
Alhamdulillah. We have the idea, but we just have to find a way to, you know, the ways to, we now have to implement the ideas that, you know, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and Imam W.D. Muhammad has given us a clear understanding in the English translation of our prophet, peace be upon him, and the Holy Quran, and how to approach the life, the life giving teachings of the Quran, and how to approach the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in our language. I was telling you about my granddaughter not knowing El Fatiha in English, because that's her mother tongue. And even though she can say it in Arabic, that's fine. But she's still going to have to learn it in her mother tongue. You have to, you know, it's going to have to be translated. You know, the Holy Quran, we have Chinese Muslims. And Chinese Muslims know how to speak, you know, say Al-Fatiha in the Arabic language. But they have to learn how to translate it in their mother tongue, which is Chinese. They have to be able to, because that's where it will make sense to them. In Russia, we have Russian Muslims that can say Al-Fatiha in the Arabic language. But it still has to translate into their mother tongue of Russian so that they have an understanding of it in their mother tongue. And this is where it will make sense. And, you know, these people that are, you know, leaving Islam, they don't really understand. They don't understand, you know, the message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They don't understand it. There was a sister that was on Facebook. She was complaining. She complained, you know, about the relationship that, you know, she was in and that, you know, the idea of a Muslim woman needing to be free and a man taking care of her. It's a Muslim sister, you know. And I said, well, what about following the Sunnah of Lady Khadija? And she wrote back, the key word is Sunnah, the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. And she didn't get it. She did not get it. She didn't get that the life example of Lady Khadija as a wife and helpmate to Prophet Muhammad, she didn't get that. She didn't understand that at all. But that is the example. But if people don't understand that, you say you're Muslim, the second is a Muslim sister, you say you're a Muslim sister and you don't understand the example of Lady Khadija, you don't understand the example of Aisha, you don't understand the woman's example, Bell Keys, these women that in the, you don't have an understanding of that, you're just taking the understanding of what you've heard in the book, well, the brother got to take care of me, these ideas that come from overseas, et cetera, and they're playing. Then you know, it's like then, listen, you don't understand you don't understand the religion, you don't understand, and so that's what I'm saying. It's just we have our work cut out for us, and Allah's going to bless us. Why? We're going to be blessed because Islam is the most organic lifestyle, the best organic lifestyle that's out there. They have a thing, and you know it's the best because here it is, people will select it. If people will select eating organic vegetables rather than regular vegetables, they'll go with organic beef over just, you know, regular beef. They'll go with organic coffee rather than just regular coffee. Why? Because it's saying that the organic coffee is the best coffee. It's saying that the organic beef is the best beef. Organic vegetables are the best vegetables, that they are raised naturally. And that's what Islam is. Islam is an organic lifestyle. And we just have to be able to make that as a presentation, not only in words,
but in the way that we live, and people will get it. So you, yeah, these people, they go, you can go away from, you can go away from Islam if you want, but you'll be back. You'll be back.
If you make
and
it back,
that's where.
If you make it
and
back,
and that's where. Broad, you know, and Muhammad, and to everyone, that's where the Sister Clara Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, Sister Clara Muhammad's understanding and idea has leaked beyond those walls.
Yes.
Those who are creating environments for private schools, they have gotten it from the sacrifice of those that came before us. And it includes definitely the leadership of our dear Sister Clara Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with
her.
So we have a foundation of even those five schools you can point back to, But look at the others that have been developed. They developed it on the basis of that understanding, that belief. And what we're doing even right here on AM 360 is reemphasizing and making it much more broader in the thinking. So now, what is that? You can run, but you can't hide. I remember in the Bible saying you couldn't hide behind a rock when the truth came.
That's right.
And we understood the truth, something else. But alhamdulillah, now it is. Now we are right here in the largest classroom, and that is Allah's creation, the whole globe that we are on. Alhamdulillah. This is the classroom.
Brother, you come in from George Columbus, Georgia. He haven't been coming on lately. Well, he said back in about 6 months ago, in September 23, he said we have 700,000 teachers in the United States of America. 700,000 teachers. So the question came, why they won't come together and start homeschooling? They got the history. They know the knowledge. They know the language. They know the language. Everything, because they are teaching every day. Some have retired. But why they won't come together and start homeschooling? A scholar's after-school program. For our children to go to public school, have an Islamic program in their home for those that are after school. Or have a weekend school. Why they won't come together and do this? Brother, I guess he just got tired of talking. He won't come
together. There are those that's doing it. And praise be to Allah. That's why we're researching, while we're discussing it. The research is going on as to where it is. It is being done. New Medina is one. It's online studying. But however, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made everything so much easier and accessible. So it's being done. It's just that we see the one that's doing the loudest talk or the loudest, getting the loudest or the most visible news coverage or what have you, is that that's being influenced by the shaitan. But we, you know, we just keep on, I don't want to say trucking. Those who are doing it, they are parents who have come together, and they're doing at home. Quran Shakir will be our guest on the CWSC Friday Roundtable on the 24th, inshallah. And she will have much to share with us. And you've heard Imam Hamid, Dr. Hamid El-Amin on Michael's show. If you haven't, you can go back and listen to the Thursday night, not just talk about he had him as a guest for 3 weeks. And hear his conversation. And you will see that they have those individuals who willingly have come together. And they are putting together the curriculum. And you know the school of the Islamic Learning Institute. Not in Islamic Learning Institute, the one with Imam Dr. Bashir Ali and Imam Bashir Ukta.
Yeah.
I mean, the education
is... Yeah, yeah. Yes. See, and we need to be familiar with it and know about it because, see, as an individual, you know about it, but that's what we need to market and promote. You're talking about what we should do, that there are people out there doing it, then that's good. Then we need to know, let others know about it so that, you know, we know that there is a plan and that the plan is being implemented and there are options and there are ways and there are people in the community that is striving to make a change and to be effective in this popular culture.
I mean. And it is now 10:05, everyone, and let me share with you, we have our combined effort with A New Day for Al Islam Community Radio, which means it starts at 10 a.m., and today's host is Ibn Yaqub Islam. Am I correct? Okay.
Yeah, you're correct. why don't we hang up now and go to the New Day?
All right. We will do that, inshallah, everyone. And we'll apologize, but to hear that, the request to have Thomas, please go to type in American Muslim 360 and close to the end of the hour if you just want to bypass a lot of the other information that I was sharing, and you will hear Thomas's layout. Praise be to Allah. And we're going to keep that coming.
And just to let you know that tomorrow, I definitely, be inshallah, will be on tomorrow on American Muslim 360 at 8 a.m. to say stories of the lives of the prophets by Ibn Kathir. So make sure to tune in tomorrow. I will be there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. All right. Dear listeners, we thank you. We're all going to go over to 515-605-9326.
Ameen.
All right. 515-605-9326. Let's go. May Allah bless us all. We're running over there. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
assalam.